overall, we saw the results massively increase, which is obviously very worrying. We're now finding over 2,300 items for every kilometre that are cleaned. Specifically in the south, depending on which county, levels are still very high. They are actually slightly above the UK average. So still, very, very worrying there that those levels are very high, and there's still a lot of litter that we're finding on southern beaches. And it just appears that our beaches are becoming a bit of a dumping ground for all of this litter. And we really need that to change, and for people to make very simple lifestyle changes to really turn it around and stop the litter from getting to the beaches in the first place.
Is it mostly people? Is it people dropping stuff when they're visiting beaches?
It's a combination of a few different areas, really. So the public is always one of the highest that we find where it all comes from. So that includes litter that actually comes from inland. So it can be blown or comes via the rivers or down the drains and then ends up on the beaches. It can also be obviously left via visitors that go to the beaches. And of course, we had that glorious weather last year in, just before the Beachwatch Big Weekend in September. And we saw a lot of anecdotal evidence all around the UK, different beaches, where the beach was just absolutely covered in litter. Literally, every single footstep you would come to a bit of litter. So unfortunately, visitors are leaving that rubbish behind instead of popping it in a bin or taking it away with them. We also find it comes from fishing and shipping litter. So, of course, on the south coast, we do find, a fair bit of that. And also sewage-related debris. So that's where people throw things down their toilets, like cotton bud sticks, wet wipes. And these, unfortunately, do make their way to our beaches. So, we could find our kids, playing with cotton bud sticks that somebody's had in their ear, popping them in their sandcastle. There's lots of awful things, horrible things that we do, find on the beaches, which we really don't want to.
You mentioned there, obviously, children picking it up. I guess it's also bad for wildlife if our beaches are covered in litter.
Absolutely, yeah. We get some amazing wildlife around our coastlines, and particularly along the south coast. And they basically are impacted in one of two ways. They can either eat the litter, or they can become entangled in it. And the problem is particularly plastics. Plastics are a major concern because they're so long lasting. They end up just floating around in the sea for such a long time, becoming smaller and smaller until they're so microscopic that all kinds of animals, big or small, are ingesting these tiny fragments of plastics into their stomachs, and obviously causing them to die ultimately. So, there's huge impacts across all areas, wildlife and to us as humans as well.
Now, one of the figures that stood out to me was the Hampshire figure, because although only 150 kilos was collected, which isn't as high as some other areas, it seems like it was collected in a very small space and that over 11,000 items were collected in 1 kilometre. I mean, that seems like an awful lot.
Yeah, that does seem a lot. And the average figures in Hampshire are much higher than the UK average. There were 8 beaches that took part in Hampshire over the weekend, with 144 volunteers. So a few beaches, but yes, those figures are very high, which does suggest that there is a lot of litter being found in Hampshire. But we would just really urge anyone who feels strongly about litter and the problems it creates to come and take part in beach cleans that we offer. We have them all year round, with a big event in April coming up very soon and a big event in September, to help this problem, to remove the litter, to help us to record what we're finding, to get, a much clearer picture in Hampshire and, of course, across the whole of the South and the rest of the UK.
Now, this weekend, when these figures were taken, it was last year, wasn't it?
It was, yes, on the third weekend of September.
So this was before all the storms that we had at the beginning of this year. Are you expecting an upsurge in litter because of the bad weather and the storms? I know in places like Dorset, we've already seen much more sort of shipping container type litter washing up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, weather has a major impact on litter and what we find on our beaches, and it's of course very seasonal throughout the year. We obviously run beach cleans all year round, and we looked at the data collected during December to March of the year just gone and the year before, and there is a notable increase in the amount of litter that we, you know, that was collected during that time. So we do think that the storms have played an impact, you know, played a part in what's being found. But you know, it really highlighted the issue of litter and its long legacy, that there is still so much out there floating around at sea that because of the storms, you know, it kind of brought it, you know, a bit more into the public eye. But it created such a lot of community support and real enthusiasm from people to really get to the local beach and help and support the cause. So, you know, we just urge those people to keep doing that and taking part in our beach cleans that we run through the year.